Hello Libra friends, I'm Annie Botticelli and welcome to my Libra March 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. This is for you if Libra is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Libra placements you're listening for. What I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Libra friend, so birthdays like October 15th through the rest of the sign, or Libra degrees 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Scorpio report, as you very late degree Libra friends will benefit from both readings. Wow, this is a very, very big time for Libras. The continuation of this Aries Libra eclipse cycle. I'm calling the theme of this month Libra's Lunar Odyssey, navigating the eclipse in your sign here in March 2024. But this storyline started before and it will go after. We'll talk about this Odyssey and go into lots of details. We have a lot of other things to talk about to understand the energetics of this month to help you make the most of it. My intention is to help you align with the natural rhythms of the universe by understanding the forces at play and by layering the factors, piece by piece to build up to this bigger picture so that you can understand what's going on so that you can align your actions with the natural rhythms. My intention for you is to have the best possible time to make lemonade out of any lemons that come your way and for me to help you to do that and to embrace and utilize the wonderful possibilities that we have going on. So what we're going to talk about here is featuring March. Some of the things we talk about will have started before and will go after, and so we'll talk about those things with March as our main focal points. So first thing to know is we have more than double sweet aspects this month. We don't have a ton of aspects this month, which in a way is kind of helpful because the eclipse season and the eclipse, especially for you all, itself is intense enough, right? So we don't have a lot of extra activity or clashing or uniting of planetary connections as much this month as we have in other months. But the ones we have more than double sweet aspects compared to what I call salty, which are the ones where they're not getting along. So that's something to celebrate. And we will talk about some of those sweet aspects later. Another very big must know is that we are closing out 2024's first period of planetary open free stars. So basically, we have planets that move direct and we have planets that go retrograde. When planets move direct, it's a time to move forward. And we have a massive showing of this. I actually have a separate video called Cosmic Green Lights about all of the planets going direct, including the outer planets. Starting January 27th, going through May 2nd. But within that time frame, we've got January 21st and then through March 20th, we have personal planet shadow periods. We're also free from those, okay? And this does make a difference. So within that January 27th to May 2nd time frame, your best chance for utilizing forward movement is still going to be in that smaller time frame. So we'll say January 27th, once the outer planets are direct, until March 20th, when the energetics change and the tides start to come in. All right, so what kind of things can you do? Well, in the Cosmic Green Lights video, I have 15 ways you can take advantage of these open periods, but I'll give you some here to work with. Big decisions, travel, investments, big purchases, big sales, commitments, gatherings, engagements, weddings, collaborations, launches, bringing your life's work out, anything important that requires things to go the way they're supposed to. All of those are things you want to do, plus things you want to be in effect for a long time and you want to have quite a lot of oomph. If you're experimenting and you're just playing around and you're messing around with short-term things and you don't really care, well, you don't really need to worry about that. But if you've got something that you want to be in effect for a long time and be super successful and continue to grow, then utilizing this window is going to be better, especially, the earlier time in March, like March 1st through 10th, we're not even thinking about that shadow period yet, and there's this amazing forward movement. So you want to take advantage of that because not only will it pass this month and shift into inward and backward energies, we also have a Mars retrograde at the end of the year, which is going to really conflict with trying to move forward. So, and actually, if you want my retrograde direct calendar for the year to make your decisions, if you go to, if you search for Annie Botticelli's Secret Star Portal in any Google search, or you can find it in the notes underneath the video or podcast, my Secret Star Portal, I have posted that. That whole year video. So let's just talk a little bit about direct versus retrograde energies and how the tides will shift around March 20th. And then we'll talk about a lot of extraplanetary energy in Pisces, things going on in Aquarius, and we'll get to the eclipse. So when we have energy moving direct, it's a time to weave your web, all right? All over the place. So you're a spider, you're weaving it at this part of the yard, over here, in your neighbor's yard, weaving webs everywhere, taking action, making things happen. As March 20th comes, we get into retrograde in April, and then it lingers until until early May. That's a time to hang out in your web and wait for the food to come to you. So it's a very big difference, but it's a gradual kind of shift, and you'll feel it if you're paying attention. So if you're getting towards the end of March and the then Aries energies are getting you froggy and you're trying to force all this stuff to happen, we'll talk about that more in April, but you will feel it in March. As the Pisces energies shift into Aries, Pisces is more procrastinating and not taking action, and Aries is more taking action, but we've got better stars for it in these Pisces planets. So, at the end of the month, there will be a lot of rambunctiousness and not as much of a clear flow. So you want to try to take as much action as possible before those tides shift, because you will notice that things will get more difficult and they won't come out the way you want to. And if you throw them back in the water, the tides will come in and bring it right back to you instead of bringing it out to open water, which is where you want it. All right. So until March 20th, weave your webs. March 20th and after, hang out and basically do what is nearby. You can do little web repair, you can do, and that can be literal web repairs too, right? Online. But it's just kind of an energetic thing. So you're doing the stuff on your desk, you're fixing your, plumbing, you're doing things that you've been neglecting that are closer to home that you have to deal with, and not trying to conjure, okay? Not trying to make things happen. And that's a very important distinction as the month goes on. Okay, so while we're on the topic of the Pisces energies, let's just talk about the personal planets, where they are, how this will affect you, and the things you need to know. So we still do have a lot of Aquarius energy still. Okay, so this is exciting for Libras because this is a fellow air sign. These planets make trines for you, the most favorable angle in all of astrology. There's a sweetness in that angle. There's a sweetness and softness with the Venus energy. There's an ambition and motivation with the Mars energy. And all of this is centered around groups and projects and community-based things and your friends and your social circles and inventions and innovative ideas, dating or connecting with other people, networking. So all of that is glowing super bright for Libra at this time. And you could make some very key connections for your business or for romance. That's one of the other things. If you're looking for new love and you want it to stick, the time before March 20th to cement something in, or meet somebody is really favorable, and if you're looking for short-term things, then the retrogrades don't matter once you get into that. But if you're really looking for something that lasts, this is another way you can take advantage of the energy. And not just from the networking and dating perspective, it's also from the fifth house, because the Aquarius energies light up Libra's fifth house. The fifth house has to do with Leo, and that has to do with true love. It has to do with dating. It has to do with romance. It has to do with the spark that creates the child and children and child rearing and creative babies that aren't humans. And basically unleashing your passion into form in one way or another. Leadership, your bucket list. I like to call this house's ruling, things that you've always wanted to do that light you up. You've got extra energy towards that continuing because of Mars and Venus in that place. Now the big focus, Mars and Venus, will go into Pisces. They will meet Saturn, which will be there till 2006. The Sun, which will be there short term, Mercury there short term, Hygieia there short term, Neptune still dribbling out its last long transits. You've got short term and long term energy in your house of health and healing, wellness, your daily practices, your daily work, your office or whatever dynamics you have daily, your pets, and logic and practical plans and systems. So a ton of energy there. This is a little bit of an awkward angle. So there may be things there to deal with, but there is a lot of energy. And if you're not sure about what to do, what I'm calling the perfect manifestation this month is inspired action, because it's definitely a time for action. But Pisces energy can be a little bit not inclined to action. So what it would be inclined to, though, is inspired action, a dream, a synchronicity, an intuition, something that shows up as clear that you're supposed to do, but it comes like from an ethereal realm rather than from a logical place. So this is the combining of logic and action with intuition and synchronicity, which is why inspired action is a perfect way to go. Okay, so let's talk about Well, one more thing about the Pisces energies. If you have to do something with your health, health test diagnostics, or take action on things, this is also a really good time to do that. So, and it's really important because things want to come out and information wants to come in. So, you know, you can make a lot of headway with those things at this time. Okay, so now let's talk about the eclipses. I'm going to layer this stories of eclipses to what they are, what happens with them, when these ones started, when they were before, and we'll just get into all of it. And you want to know everything because this is, you know, this is your eclipse and this is your time and you're in the hot seat. So you got to know what's going on. All right, so eclipses are times of karmic clearing and karmic opportunities to clear out belief systems that are creating your world one way, which may or may not be fulfilling, and help you get to the best, highest expression of yourself and your experience. That's what the purpose of them are. Okay, so, or purpose of them is. So that is centered around, at this point, Aries, me versus Libra, we, autonomy versus collaboration, you know, independence versus merging, anything having to do with working with other people and your own voice, people pleasing versus, you know, either selfish or self-care. You know, there's a spectrum that can roll there. So it's this storyline of empowerment within your relationships, your empowerment as an individual, and your empowerment as part of a unit with somebody else, whether that's business or romantic or family or whatever it is. So since early 2023 through mid 2025, we're in this me versus we thing. You're in the hot seat, Aries. I have an Aries rising, so I'm in this with you. You know, massive transformation will occur. To get a little bit of context of this, let's look back to dates where this happened before, the Libra Aries eclipse cycle happened before. 2014 to 2016, 2004 to 2006, 1995 to 1997. You'll notice in those times that a lot of activity, big, important people coming into your life, people leaving or chapters closing, you know, key relationships, key empowerment moments for you, moments of clarity regarding relationship dynamics, things like that. And that is what's happening here. Now, it's not only the sign that is being aspected for me versus we for Libra and Aries, it's the houses of me versus we. Okay, so this is double duty on these storylines, and you're not going to be able to get out of them. Now, let's talk about the manifestations and what this means. So eclipse season begins in January, but the strongest time is in March and April. 4 to 6 weeks before the actual eclipse, so March 25th, 5 degree of Libra lunar eclipse, and then a solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries on April 8th. 4 to 6 weeks, or sometimes even 8 weeks before then, we start to see it ramping up of the activity. Now, for 2 years, the flame is on these potentials. It's always bubbling. Something can happen at any time. And the more closely you watch, the more you see that there's movement under, you know, in these arenas. And when we're not in the heat of eclipse season, it tends to be more undercover, but it's happening. When it's in eclipse season, it tends to be more dramatic and out in the open and very obvious, clear things happening. And that's what's happening now. So January, the heat started to turn up a little bit. February got stronger. March and April, bubbling over, steaming all over the place with possibilities for experiences, key information, and news coming in from these eclipses having to do with me versus we types of things. Could be your physical body also. Can be, you know, your image or how you present yourself in the world. And things could be happening to people that are close to you that affect you, or things could be happening to you that then affect your relationships as well. So all of that's going on. So if you want to know more about how these can manifest, you can go to AnnieHelpsYou.com. No, wait, actually, go to my YouTube channel, Annie Botticelli YouTube, find the playlist, go to the eclipse playlist, look for eclipses in Libra and eclipses in Aries, and that will give you a good, you know, dive into some other ways those these can manifest. So whatever happens, you know, you have a chance to clear a massive amount of karma in a short amount of time. And it is like an odyssey, you know, it's a story that has been going on, that is going on. The older you are, the more 7 year cycles that you've been having with these eclipses, you know, things are continuing, they pick up where they left off. And, you know, the odyssey continues. We're midway through this highlighted couple of years before, you know, 2025, it will kind of fade back in and be at work more undercover until the next 7 year cycle when it will be brought up again. Now, a question I get asked a lot, if something bad happens in a previous cycle for the eclipses, will it happen again? Not necessarily, because there are more factors at play each time frame than just the eclipses. So not all those things are going to be happening now that were happening in those times. But if it's related to individuals versus relationships, maybe the exact thing won't happen, but the opportunities will be similar for you to move along the path of empowerment and move along the path of deeper and more fulfilling relationships. Okay, we talked about the Aquarius energies, we talked about the Pisces energies. Let's talk about some dates. So along with all that strong Pisces energy in your sixth house, we've got the new moon at 20 degrees of Pisces on March 10th. Good time for making wishes along the lines of anything Piscean. So brilliant astrologer Jan Spiller was my great teacher that, you know, I just learned so much from her. Most of what I share in astrology are things that I discovered myself after my teachers gave me the foundations. But there are certain key things like this idea of aligning your wishing at a new moon time with the signs energy that the new moon's in that can amplify your wishes and your intentions. So Piscean related things. You can look up what is Pisces rule and get deeper into this, but I'll give you a few things, you know, quiet personal pursuits, spiritual connection, meditation, psychology, your fears, your hidden talents, anything having to do with ancestral karma or ancestral baggage or ancestral gold. All of that is in that deep wellspring. Pisces is basically the all that is, the place where we are all one and where everything is all interconnected, and it's the cosmic soup from which the individual springs, which is Aries, and that, you know, completes the cosmic wheel and it starts it all over again. So the cosmic and karmic wheel. So, you know, aligning your wishes with those types of ethereal things can help them to have more weight. March 25th, of course, you know, 5 degrees of Libra. One of the other things we need to talk about there is that every Libra can get jostled from this. The more Libra placements, the more you have to get intensity. Those of you who are in the September born zone, 0 to 10 degrees or closer to 5 degrees, more intense. And so, you know, like September 28th, 27th, 28th, and then echoing out some days before and after, you all will get the greatest hit from this. If you have any other Libra placements in that zone, you will also. Now, we'll talk more about this in April, but the Aries eclipse is going to oppose your sign. So you all have the 14 degrees through 24 degrees, closest to 19 degrees, where that Aries eclipse will be. You all will be in the hot seat. So that's going to be like October 4th through 14th and the closer to like October 10th. So we've got two distinct parts of the spectrum that have more of a chance for noticing the outcomes of this eclipse. It's going to be working for everybody, but if it's not hitting one of your placements directly, it may be more subtle, or you're learning through watching someone else go through something, or you're integrating things on a deeper level and it's not as obvious or dramatic, you know. But if you're getting hit with it through one of the, you know, places I just listed, you're more likely to notice. Okay, so we've got one aspect to really watch out for March 9th that I want to call out. Mars in Aquarius square Uranus in Taurus. This could be kind of nasty. You know, I'm an optimist and I always look to how to make lemonade with lemons, but we have to put a caution here. And the days, especially around March 4th through March 14th, the closer to March 9th, the more intense. These days could spread out further in before and after as well, but that's the deepest time or the strongest manifestation time. Look for clashes of obsessive, angry people. Look for accidents and, you know, just things falling from the sky. Basically, you have to be more careful with your physical body, especially your head, and things with your circulatory system could also come up. So just be extra careful, extra awareful. If you can take a pledge to not text while driving or walking before this time, you could avoid, you know, something, you know, negative from this outcome. Yes. Okay. So I want to end off on a note of positivity and excitement. We have a lot to celebrate and a lot of intensity at this time. We have three beautiful aspects with Venus this month. The first, the 24th and the 28th. And of course, it's the days around those days as well. It's not just on the day. So sweetness with love and romantic things and relationships. Grandma Marge is my epitome. My grandma, one of my Italian grandmas, reminds me of just the epitome of Venus. You know, spoken through the mythological stories and also translated into practice more of just like the energy of comfort, the energy of compliments. You know, she'd pop a meatball in my mouth and give me a hug and give me money and tell me how wonderful I am. And her house is all cozy. And, you know, it's just, it's their Venusian comforts, and this is what we've got going on. So we have three periods of time where we can get extra kisses. I also have more sweet aspects that I want to talk about for this month and a couple more to be awareful and careful of. You can see all of them in my report that goes to my VIP community. So if you go to anniehelpsyou.com, put your email address and name in there, you'll join my free VIP community. You'll get your welcome letter. It will give you access to the archives. In the archives, you will see all the things that I ever put in there. Lots of astrology education that's still current that you can benefit from there. And so this March 2024 astrology report that has the sweet and salty dates and all of the other, you know, drill down will be in your inbox at the end of January. So if you sign up before then, expect it then. If you sign up after that, you can search for March 2024 astrology in the archive, inbox. At anniehelpsyou.com, you can also see other free offerings that I have, and you can see my paid services, including my Astrology Basics and Beyond course. If you want to go beyond the basics and go deep into my Astrology Certification course, also known as Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course, you can see that there. You can also go directly to BeAstroPro, BeAstroPro.com. If you like my style and you resonate with how I teach and you appreciate my enthusiasm and you want to learn and you want to learn for your own purposes or to earn money, I can help you do all of that. I've been a practicing astrologer for decades. I've been a successful practicing astrologer for decades, and I can show you the basics of how you can generate income with your love from the stars. You can see all that at beastropro.com. I hope you have a wonderful month. I hope that these eclipses are graceful and benevolent, and that any challenges that come, that you enter super ninja mode and you really make the most of them, the best of them. I'll be hoping with you for smoothness. I'll see you next month. Bye.